Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. If I had a miracle cure that would guarantee you and your family living to a ripe old age whilst feeling vigorous, fit and fabulous, would you be interested? Well, I do. It's called Healthy Living. Hello and welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina Kerrick. Healthy Living for Families Made Easy. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Fit and Fabulous with me, Dr. Orlina Kerrick. So you're either listening to the podcast and it is Tuesday, or you are listening to the Facebook Live and it's at least Monday because you may not be listening to it live. Today, I want to talk to you about your positive brain and how your positive brain is going to make it so much easier for you to lead a healthy life, to lose weight, to get more energy. So your negative brain. Most people spend most of their lives in their negative brain. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of my children, because my children quite like their negative brains, and I'm busy working on how to train my children to have more positive brains. Hint, the way I do this is by being in my own positive brain. You can't change someone's brain into negative brain, from negative brain to positive brain, unless you're in positive brain yourself. So, for example, my daughter this morning, getting ready to go to school, she was very excited at the weekend. We went bowling and she managed to win some little slinky toy, which is her new favourite toy. You know, one of those coloured bits of plastic that would go down the stairs, except it doesn't really go down the stairs because it's long enough, not long enough. But she's really, really excited about this. And before she leaves school, she can't find it. Instantly get into negative brain. Mum, it's your fault. Blah, blah, blah. Shouting, screaming. All of this kind of stuff going on. Another one. This morning, I don't know what happened. She couldn't find her school tracksuit. Shouting, screaming, Mom, it's your fault. You haven't done it properly. Blah, 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 blah. Now, we are going to go into the negative brain in the workshop. I'll tell you about the workshop. But you can really see here that this is her victim attitude coming through. Like, you know, she's basically blaming me for stuff that she should be responsible for. Now, she did find her slinky. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Just because it happened to be in the bathroom where she'd left it. But here's the thing. Take a step back and look at the problem. So she's lost her slinky. Is it easier to find her slinky from negative brain, shouting, screaming, doing all of these things? Or is it easier for her to find her slinky from positive brain? Now, let's say the outcome is the same. It doesn't matter whether you're in positive brain or negative brain. Which is more pleasant to be in for her, for everybody else? And the answer is clearly positive brain. Now, actually, does it change the outcome? Is it easier to find your slinky or do anything from positive brain? Yes, it is. And I'll explain why in a little bit, or I'll give you some demonstrations of why it is easier. Now, what does it look like to be in your positive brain? It looks like letting go of that voice, in her case, being a victim saying, oh, it's all mum's fault, blah, blah, blah. Letting go of all of that. Switching what I call coming back to center. So really just getting to this sort of like more neutral place and then engaging your brain and thinking, okay, well, where did I leave it? What did I do? Or just like, you know, this is a problem that I can sort out. And if she had done that for a few seconds, she would have remembered that basically her brother had untangled it for her as she was coming out of the bathroom. She would have taken herself back to the bathroom and there she would have found it. And that probably would have happened much quicker than running around screaming and shouting. And everybody would have had a better time. So this is just an example to show you the difference between negative brain that a lot of us run around in all of the time and positive brain. So you might be thinking, okay, Dr. Lena, I get the difference between positive brain and negative brain, but how is that applicable to my life? Well, let me give you a few examples. It might be that over the last few years, thanks to COVID and various other things, you've put on a little bit of weight and you want to lose a little bit of weight. And it might be that you have a family history of, you know, diabetes or other health, you know, lifestyle related health problems. You can see a decline in your health and you think, okay, I need to change this. Part of your brain is saying, yep, I need to change this. But you know that it's not just one thing that you need to change. You know, there's lots of things going on. And you know that, you know, if you can change things, lots of things will improve. So you could sleep better, you could be less stressed, you could have more energy, you could do the things that you want to do. I don't know, walking, skiing, biking, all of those amazing things, surfing. So dancing, anything that you want to do. And you can do those things full of energy. And now you know that a big part of this is stress. And stress is not making it easy. And stress is leading you to stress eat. And when you stress eat, number one, you're listening to all of that stress voice. And then you stress eat. And then on top of that, your internal voice is saying things like, oh my goodness, you're hopeless, you can't do this. How are you ever going to change all of these things? Now, all of that, yes, you are busy. Yes, you are stressed. Yes, you have this schedule, which means, okay, I need to make changes in order to implement all of Dr. Alina's four pillars. If you haven't heard of my four pillars, where have you been? I'll just recap the four pillars. So the four pillars are healthy eating that you love and enjoy, exercise that lights you up. Sleep is really super important. I call it delicious, healthy sleep. That's pillar number three. And pillar number four is emotional wellness. And that includes mindset. And that includes stress levels. And that includes your relationships with others and all of this interesting stuff that I love, love, love talking about. So those are the four pillars. And essentially, that's the framework. When you pay attention to those framework, that framework, you get to change all of these things. You get all of those things that you want to. Does it happen overnight? No, not exactly overnight. Do you have to make some changes? Yes, of course you do. So here you are, you're sat here in your negative brain going, yep, I'm stressed. Yep, I don't have time for this. Yep, you know, I can't produce food. I can't go shopping. I can't do this. I haven't got time to exercise. Well, hey, hello. That is your negative brain. All of the excuses that you can come up with are your negative brain. And I hear a lot of excuses, a lot of reasons why. And it's not that these aren't valid reasons. Yes, of course they are valid reasons, which is why they appear so important. If you clearly made them up, then you wouldn't believe them. So these are things that you genuinely, genuinely believe. And some of the things that I hear are, I don't have time, I'm stressed, I'll do it later, money is an issue, I don't have money to make changes, I can't afford healthy food, I can't afford coaching, I can't afford to go to the gym, all of those things. So those are the big areas that I hear. And your negative brain is busy going, okay, it's not going to work, it's not going to work, it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Now, you can see that when you're in that situation, it's very easy. Like when you're in it, you can't see it. But when I talk to you about it and you're like, yeah, okay, it's really easy. I can see this. You have to let go of all of that negative self-talk, those negative words, and really flip into positive brain. And what does it look like when you get to positive brain? Well, positive brain is all about, okay, well, there's a problem. Let's solve the problem. How can we solve the problem? And there's no one exact way to solve the problem. There's lots of different ways. And the more different ways you can think of, the better. But then after you've thought of all the different ways, you have to pick one and choose it and do it. And this is what I call Jedi-like action. So you have to take action, but it's really focused action. It's not running around like a headless chicken going, I'm going to try this and I'm going to try that and I'm going to try something else. When you get to positive brain, it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to commit to doing it. And I'm going to keep on doing it. And I'm going to keep on doing it. Remember, healthy living is about consistency. It's about creating a lifestyle that you enjoy so that it is easy, so that you can keep doing it. And when you get there, it all starts to fall into place. You work on your mindset first. So for example, the people in my group program, well, and my one-on-one clients, I walk through what we call a two-week reboot, where you're doing everything perfectly for 2 weeks. And always what happens is people don't do it perfectly. Now, negative brain says, oh my goodness, I didn't do it perfectly. I'm so useless, beat myself up. I can't even do this properly, or whatever your story is that it says it. Now, switch to positive brain, and in the group program, in coaching, we call it a golden learning opportunity. Why is it a golden learning opportunity? Because it is behavior that is going to come up over and over and over again. And by looking at that behavior, that is the behavior that you want to change. That repeated behavior is what is keeping you stuck. And so you need to examine it. You need to look at it. And that's why I call it a golden learning opportunity. Because when you can look at it from positive brain, you can go, okay, I see what is going on here. Now, it's obviously different in every single different scenario, but there's often layers to it like an onion. You know, it might be, okay, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I come home from work, I'm feeling tired, I'm feeling exhausted, I reach for something to eat. It's a chocolate bar because that's what I've got in my cupboard. So the layers of the onion are, well, okay, number one, how can we make it difficult to not reach for chocolate? How can you make it difficult to reach for chocolate and reach for something more healthy? Are you really hungry? Is it just that you're a bit bored and stressed? In which case, let's have a look at the boredom and the stress and see what we can do to change that. Perhaps you need to implement something else. Now, without talking to you one-on-one, it's very difficult to sort of, you know, figure out exactly what that looks like. So it is different for everybody, but the system to get there is exactly the same. And it's about turning on your positive brain and really seeing your behavior in a way that isn't critical. It's curious. It's, okay, I can figure this out. I've just got a human brain and a human body. I'm not awful. I'm not evil. I'm not broken. I can make this better. And that, in the long run, is basically the difference between negative brain and positive brain. So just another example that I can think of, you know, you're a mother and you've got young children and you realize that you need to lose some weight as well. Again, you've got family history of not great lifestyle diseases. And you know that if you carry on and don't make changes, you're looking at, you know, overweightness, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of those nasty things. Yet you're really busy. You've got young kids and you work from home. And how do you implement all of these things? And your brain, in negative brain, is saying, I don't have time. I haven't, you know, my kids make it really difficult. I'm constantly having to look at kids. And now flip to positive brain and think, okay, I can't do everything that I want to do. I'm going to put the whole exercise thing on hold for now. And I'm really going to focus on healthy eating. And I'm going to focus on my emotional eating and stop turning to food for comfort. And if I can do that, I can really make leaps and bounds. And then when the time is right, when I feel like I have a little bit more leeway in terms of time, I'm going to increase my energy, my exercise, and I'm going to do more of that. So, you know, there are different ways of approaching this. But the point is, if you approach it from positive brain, you are going to get there. If you approach it from negative brain, you are going to have a lot of obstacles and you're going to feel like you can't do it. And yes, okay, there are always going to be times when you're working very hard on being in positive brain and life happens and it throws you back into negative brain and you think, oh my goodness, it's all too much. I can't do this. But then you turn on your positive brain and you go, yes, I can do this. I'm going to get back up and I'm going to get back up and I'm going to get back up and I am going to keep going. So that is essentially what we're talking about in the workshop. So if you're listening to the Facebook Live, the workshop is starting this afternoon and it's called Mindset Miracles to Stop Emotional Eating and Weight Loss. And it's really about this mindset piece and really digging deep into the mindset piece so that you can really see what is going on. And this workshop, there's 3 days for the workshop, but it is really for anybody who is trying to get more healthy or trying to lose weight, or both. And I would say, really, weight loss is part of getting healthy. If you focus on getting healthy, your weight will naturally get back to normal. So healthy living in a nutshell and really applying it. I always say to people, you know, you don't have a knowledge gap, you have a doing gap. Now, sometimes people do have a little bit of a knowledge gap, but the biggest thing is a doing gap. Now, why do you have a doing gap? Because your brain is busy telling you all of these lies I can't do it, it's not going to work for me, all of that stuff. And you are engaged in listening to that negative talk, and you need to learn how to turn it off and flip it to positive talk and really start seeing the results. And one of the things that I really teach in my program is we talk about identity and how I am a person who looks after myself and prioritizes my health and well-being. Now, a lot of people, when they come to me, they don't believe that. They think, okay, we measure it out of 10. A lot of people come and they think of it either 0 or 3 or 4 out of 10. And we do a little bit of mindset work to increase that. But also you need to demonstrate to yourself. So it's not just about your mind, but it's also about actioning it and seeing it. And as you do that, you create a positive vortex and you start to see yourself as somebody who is looking after themselves, and you actually start to do it. So anybody who is struggling to be healthy or lose weight or feeling frustrated that you aren't getting there quick enough, this workshop is for you. So you just need to sign up. You can listen to it in the Facebook group, but if you want to attend the Zoom videos, and I do recommend attending them because then you can talk and ask questions, sign up. I will leave the link underneath this video or in the podcast show notes. If you're listening to the podcast and you haven't signed up, don't worry. You can get the replay from Monday. So on Monday, we are really diving into this concept of positive and negative brain, and we'll be going more deeply into negative brain. On Tuesday, we're going to be looking at how do you make the switch from positive to negative? And I'll be sharing my favorite tool that I use to switch from negative to positive. And it's super easy. It is something that you need to practice, but it's so easy to practice. And it's really a fabulous, fabulous tool. So I'll be demonstrating that and showing you the tool that I use. And then on Thursday is the last day. We will really be thinking about positive brain and really diving more into positive brain. And what does positive brain look like? And how can you grow and nurture your positive brain? So really, really interesting stuff. I really recommend that you come, and I really recommend that you turn up live if you can. Okay, have a fabulous day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye-bye.